presents Travel Itch Radio, the only place where you can scratch your lust for travel from the friendly confines of your home. As Alfred Hitchcock would say, good evening. I'm your host, Dan Schlossberg, along with my illustrious colleague and longtime friend, Christine Tibbetts. Every Thursday at 8 o'clock Eastern, we bring you intriguing and sometimes exotic guests from the world of travel, both foreign and domestic. Join us on iTunes or blogtalkradio.com or listen to the archive show at your convenience. And feel free to call in with questions or comments. Christine and I would love to hear from you. The guest call-in line is 914-338-0314. That's 914-338-0314. Tonight our topic is Charlotte, North Carolina, and our special guest is Jim Durham, Assistant General Manager of the Hilton Garden Inn Uptown. Jim, welcome to Travel Itch Radio.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be with you all.
Thank you. Jim, I just spent a week in Charlotte at the ABA convention and had the great pleasure of staying at the Hilton Garden Inn. And you're right across the street from the NASCAR Hall of Fame, a short walk to both the convention center and the light rail system. Is location your biggest selling point down there?
Absolutely. It's very convenient, as you said, walking distance to a lot of the enjoying venues from the hotel, including the light rail, city transit. And we also have a shuttle for our train station guests that come into the hotel.
I surely like going to cities, going to places that have light rail and easy transportation, so that's a good thing to learn about Charlotte. Jim, of course, we want to learn lots about your property, but Charlotte, too, NASCAR Hall of Fame, is auto racing your main claim to fame?
Absolutely. Charlotte is known for its NASCAR venue. Certainly twice a year with the NASCAR racing in May and October. And it also includes the NHRA, which is the drag racing venues that come in throughout the year as well. So very popular for the NASCAR fans.
And Jim, are you a native of the area?
I am, born and raised well over 40 years.
So you can talk about some of the other major attractions in town, too. What are some of the other ones?
Some of the major attractions that Charlotte has to offer, where you can enjoy the Discovery Places, concerts between Time Warner, Verizon Amphitheater, certainly back to NASCAR, Hendrick's Motorsports Complex. One of my favorites is the Billy Graham Library. Very popular in the Uptown area, you have Blumenthal Performing Arts Center, the Levine Museum, Museum of the New South, and as well as Freedom Park.
Well, one of the reasons, even though all that sounds good, Jim, that I travel, and I think lots of travelers, is to eat. And I understand that the Johnson & Wales Stellar Culinary School in Rhode Island has moved and opened quite a facility in Charlotte, 2,500 students maybe. What can we expect now when we visit Charlotte with local chefs and restaurateurs?
I think a great point. Definitely the hospitality and hotel management program from the Johnson & Wales has produced a very high quality chefs as well as hotel managers within the community, and it has certainly sparked an increased level of service because of the educational value that Johnson & Wales produces to its graduates.
Sounds to me like Charlotte to come eat. Regional Southern cuisine, are you seeing international cuisine? People do like to travel south to eat Southern. What should we look for in your restaurants?
You are exactly correct. There's several restaurants in the immediate uptown area. Charlotte is one of the largest cities in the New South that offers many of the authentic Southern dining. Some of the options between Mertz, Heart and Soul, which is a family dining. There's also The Dish, and one of our favorites, Price's Chicken Coop, as well, with a reputation of the food alone that has been in Charlotte for years. So all of these restaurants within a local distance of the uptown and from the hotel.
Well, you know,
okay.
It sounds like It sounds like eating is a sport in Charlotte, and I know that Charlotte people and visitors love sports. And obviously NASCAR is number one, but I know you've got the Time Warner Cable Arena, Bank of America Stadium. So you've got major league sports elsewhere besides NASCAR, don't you?
Absolutely. Time Warner has the Charlotte Bobcats premier NBA team, the Bank of America, as we all know, with the Carolina Panthers. And then as well there is the minor league baseball, the Charlotte Knights, and also one of our enjoying sports event is the Charlotte Checkers at the Bojangles Coliseum.
That's a great name for a team, by the way. And what about the U.S. Whitewater Center? Isn't that where the Olympians train?
Absolutely. The Whitewater Rafting Center is a nonprofit outdoor recreation and athletic training facility for rafting, kayaking, canoeing, rock climbing, mountain biking, hiking. It opened to the public back in November 4th of 2006 and is a great venue to enjoy those activities.
It's so interesting why people travel, Jim, and where it is they choose to go. You know, I live where the not too far from where the Olympic Whitewater 96 event happened when the Olympics were in Atlanta. And here you're Charlotte with a Whitewater Center that's doing all this great training. Dan's such a baseball expert and leans toward the sports, and the culture always matters to me. Let's talk about culture in Charlotte that you know about, the Levine Museums, the New South Levine Museum. What's that all about?
Sure, you can find the culture in Charlotte being one that is of hospitality, like the arts, music, theater, visual arts, festivals as well. A lot of the southern charm in the historical and heritage, as well as science and nature. So with that being said, the Levine Museum is the New South of places where people will come and join and have a great time for understanding what the New South post-Civil War historical museum offers.
And I live in the South. I don't know what you're meaning when you say the New South. Want to flesh that out a little bit?
Okay. It's the mission to engage in the brand-based of the audience in the exploration and the appreciation of a diverse history of the South since the Civil War, with a focus on Charlotte and the surrounding Carolina Piedmont. And with the Levine Museum, the museum has an opportunity for a long, lifelong learning about the history and the benefits of enjoying and the education it provides to the children and adults, and provides historical context for contemporary issues and community forum throughout the whole community.
Okay.
Having seen that museum, not this trip, but the last time I was in Charlotte, I guess the best analogy would be the Facebook timeline, because it really is a timeline of the history of Charlotte and how it's progressed and become a gleaming beacon of a new city. And, of course, it's in the South, so that's why they say the New South.
Absolutely. The New South encompasses the spirit of the reinvention, the end of slavery forced the New South to reinvent the economy and society.
That's for sure. And also, I discovered Discovery Place when I was in town this time. It's a great museum, has an IMAX theater. Do you send a lot of guests there, Jim?
Absolutely, we sure do. It's a great recommendation for couples, friends, family. A great exploration that one would find several hours worth of intriguing arts, discovery, and like you mentioned, the IMAX theater.
And discovery and where family should go. I know we'll eventually get to be talking about the epicenter, Jim, and family travel really matters to lots of travel listeners. But take me to the Mint Museum first, would you? I mean, Mint, I don't know who the Mints were, but obviously they weren't the money people, because it has nothing to do with money. It's all about craft and design and fine art, but how come it's called the Mint? And talk to us about the collection, would you?
Absolutely. An interesting point that you just made. The Mint Museum Uptown houses the internationally renowned craft and design collection, as well as the outstanding collections of American contemporary European art. Designed by Mercado and Silvetti, Associates of Boston, it's a five-story complex, 145,000 square foot facility with a lot of inspiring architect, cutting-edge expositions, and it provides the visitors that come into the Mint Museum with an education and cultural experience, to say the least.
That's very nice. By the way, you know, Chris mentioned the epicenter a second ago, and every time I hear that word, I think about three of the earthquakes I've been in my travels, but you don't have earthquakes in Charlotte, so what is the epicenter?
The epicenter is located uptown in Charlotte, just blocks from the Hilton Garden Inn, where you can enjoy a lot of the locally owned and operating theater, restaurants. There's the enjoying the entertainment, shopping that it has to offer, a lot of family fun, as well as those that really enjoy the nightlife as well. The epicenter has hundreds of flat-screen TVs placed throughout the epicenter. So it's a local area to go to that borders College Street, Trade Street, and 4th Street. So it's a large complex for a lot of different activities for all.
I wonder if Charlotte might be a leader in coming up with something like the epicenter that has such a diverse opportunity, because you went through all of it, families, little kids, couples, the works, multi-generational travel is all so important. Sounds like you're in the lead, Jim, in Charlotte.
We are. I feel that Charlotte is a great community that supports not only the businesses, of course, the hospitality and tourism, but family and the culture itself for those that are relocating to our community. We invite all, and certainly Charlotte still has that southern charm.
Well, charm is good, and your weather is charming, too. I take your weather for granted because I live further south than you, so, of course, I could garden all day today. My weather is lovely. But that's not true for so many Travel Edge Radio listeners, and must be a great selling point in Charlotte for business and leisure travelers. Mild, 60s, 70s, you've got it all, don't you?
We do. As a matter of fact, today, for example, we're in the 60s, a little overcast with the sun, and those that enjoy the Charlotte community from either working, being able to walk to work, being able to, especially from the hotel, walking to the businesses that are in the uptown, or more popular, the golfing that we present. So Charlotte does have a climate. Yeah, it does have a climate that throughout the year is very enjoying.
I know Dan is, I think, seen Tiger Woods in Charlotte, but tell me first, before he goes there, about parks. Open space. I know I like it when I travel, and I sure hear it from our listeners. Getting to go to a park, pick one of your restaurants from the culinary Johnson and Wales, and go to the park and have a picnic. Have you got a lot of green space in Charlotte?
We do. As a matter of fact, we offer some of the really quaint parks and greens. Charlotte does have the green in the uptown area, as well as Marshall Park, and then also a premier park called the Freedom Park. And speaking of the great weather that Charlotte offers, during the late spring, there is South Park, which offers the classical music Wine and Cheese Festival.
Oh, nice.
And that's not to be confused with the South Park cartoon on TV, right, Jim?
That's correct.
I don't think that would be classical.
Okay, and Chris mentioned Tiger Woods. I did see Tiger Woods walk right by my car the last time I was in Charlotte after a big pro golf tournament, and golf has to be a very big deal in Charlotte, too.
It is, Dan. You've mentioned the Tiger Woods. He brings a lot of the visitors to our area, very popular. But the big PGA tournament that's held every year is the Wells Fargo Championship Golf Tournament at Quail Hollow Country Club.
Oh, that sounds good. I've got to tell our listeners that you are listening to Travel Itch Radio with Dan Schlossberg, Christine Tibbetts, and our special guest, Jim Durham, Assistant General Manager of the Hilton Garden Inn Uptown in Charlotte, North Carolina. Call us at 914-338-0314. Listen to the archive show at blogtalkradio.com or check out Travel Itch Radio on Facebook. Jim, let's talk about the Hilton Garden Inn. I know you've been waiting to get to that. We saved the best for last here. I was extremely impressed with your property. The room was very quiet, comfortable, had a fridge, a microwave, a coffee maker. The hotel has an indoor pool, a jacuzzi, and a fitness center. And you have a free shuttle van that covers a three-mile radius. You also have your best feature, a very accommodating and hands-on staff that includes yourself and your general manager, Eric. He's done a wonderful job, and you too. In fact, Eric's comments on TripAdvisor.com, he's made more comments on that site than any other general manager of any hotel I've ever seen, and I look at that site quite a bit. If, in your own words, Jim, if you found somebody planning a trip to Charlotte, how would you convince him to stay at the Hilton Garden Inn Uptown instead of another hotel?
Dan, thank you so much for those wonderful compliments. I would say our theme going into 2013 and has been our theme throughout the 2012 is the culture throughout the hotel. And what that means is we've abbreviated it to CRM. The customer really matters. And it's a brand identity that we associate with that called We Promise. We're going to stand behind the quality of the property, the delivery of service, by guaranteeing your stay to be one that's going to be memorable, enjoying, and more importantly, to want to return.
That's great.
It would be really lovely, and I don't know that on the air live is really the place for it, but customers really matter, CRM. I love that as a customer receiving that benefit if I get to stay with you sometime. But, wow, we could do a whole radio show on how customers ought to behave, too, it seems to me. We've got some responsibilities at our receiving end. As a customer, I'll quit with musing. I care about what size properties I stay in, and I think that's true of our listeners. What's your capacity? How many folks in the Hills and Garden Inn?
Absolutely. We have 80 employees that work between our front desk operations, our shuttle services, our valet and bellman services, our food and beverage department, and a very wonderful housekeeping department. The hotel offers 181 room capacity with rooms that are single king beds or two queen beds, Whirlpool suites, and then also our upgraded one-bedroom, one-king Whirlpool suites as well.
I'm sure to be totally inappropriate. One thing I'll say here is that the three-mile radius, your free shuttle van, that's wonderful. I love never getting in my car again when I'm at a nice property. But your room bed breakout, boy, it'd sure be fun to do a show sometime about the analysis of the hoteliers and why people choose what they do, wouldn't it? But 181 rooms, customer really matters. That's a great description. Thank you.
Thank you.
And also, Hilton Garden Inn has gone 100% smoke-free. Is that a chain-wide policy, and are you getting good feedback from the guests about it?
We are. As we know, our society has changed from the years past in a more health-conscious society today. And all of our Garden Inns, we are going non-smoking. For the change for the guest demand, the guest needs. All of the Garden Inns do offer breakfast in the mornings. Some will offer the lunch. And then we also have our food and beverage and dining experience from room service, the restaurant itself. So we make our facilities more enjoying without the smoke being a smoke-free property.
It's wonderful. The South has done, and the farmers in the South have done so much merging from tobacco to grapes and wine and all sorts of other things that are happening. Thank you. And I'll bet you, as stellar as everything you've told us, your breakfast even has a bowl of boiled eggs in it. there's so many people with diabetes traveling in America today, and so often the breakfasts are only the donut and toast. I just have to believe you've also got something helpful like a boiled egg. But in addition to that, Jim, how do our listeners learn more? Everybody's going to want to be there. Where do we find the Hilton Garden Inn Uptown in Charlotte information?
Great. We can go to the website, which is www.charlotteuptown.gardenin.com, or simply call 1-877-STAY-HGI. So we have two sources to call and inquire to see visually what our hotel offers and to speak one of our agents in making reservations today.
Since you talk about Uptown, Dan already knows this answer, but I wasn't just there like he was. So Uptown, give me a little sense of why that's so important, that Hilton Garden in Uptown is our conversation on the show. Is Charlotte a really uptown, downtown? Help me get that picture, would you?
That's a great point that you're making. The uptown theory and theme that Charlotte has gone to grow in its aspects of a larger metropolitan city. So with that comes the terminology and the feeling that one will get because of our abilities to service our business associates as well as our convention groups. A wonderful experience that I've also been very, very fortunate to be a part of with the ABA, with the convention center less than a block from the hotel, our Duke Energy building, Wells Fargo, and other brands of businesses that are within a half a block, literally, to within the 6 or 7 block uptown radius of our hotel.
Okay, that helps me. Dan, I know you're taking over from here on out, but tell our listeners what ABA is. They weren't born knowing that.
Yeah, ABA is the American Bus Association, primarily tour operators, but also DMOs, which is destination marketing people. And in other words, states and cities are also represented, tourism bureaus. So it's a great convention of travel and tour people. And Jim, is there anything that we haven't asked you that you would like to add?
Well, I think in the opportunity that we've had to be a part of your show and to have you as our guest, we invite you back to the experience of Charlotte and all of its culture that it has the opportunity. So I will ask, will you please come back?
I would love to come back. I really enjoyed staying there. It was very comfortable. It was a great home away from home. Our guest tonight on Travel It Radio has been Jim Durham, Assistant General Manager of the Hilton Garden Inn Uptown in Charlotte, North Carolina. Come stay there. It's a real good place. And now it's time for us to move on to Travel Talk, a regular segment of Travel It Radio. A couple of things I noted this week, Chris. First, New Orleans is moving full speed ahead with preparations for Mardi Gras, which is set for February 12th. And a comprehensive exhibit on JFK, President John Fitzgerald Kennedy, is going to open at Newseum in Washington in April. And I'm planning to go down and see that. And I think we're going to have Newseum on the air in March as well. Chris, what's going on in your world?
I'd love to see that, too. You go down, I'll go up. I haven't ever been to the museum, which is probably a terrible confession for a long, long time journalist to make. But I'd love to. And I just read the JFK 39 book, which we could do a library show about that, I suppose. Yeah, Mardi Gras, absolutely. I mean, for heaven's sakes, I live in the South. Mobile, New Orleans, Shreveport, a lifetime Episcopalian, so Shrove Tuesday and Fat Tuesday and all those traditions. Oh, my gosh, if we were TV instead of radio, I could have my beads on for sure. Yeah, but that's it. Where are we headed next? Tell some of our listeners, Dan, where we're going to be talking. We got a lot of good tips coming up.
We do. We have a long list of pretty good shows that are booked. And correct me if I'm wrong, I know some of these things have changed a little bit in the last few days, but we are trying to give you a nice variety, give you, the Travel Itch listeners, a nice variety of what's coming. Next week, January 17th, we'll be talking with Jenny Stuber of the Convention and Visitors Bureau in Nashville, Music City. Then we go on, we have JetBlue, April Dinwiddie, who's new to JetBlue, but she'll tell us why that is my favorite airline. In fact, I flew JetBlue to Charlotte and loved it. Then Hertz Rent-A-Car, and they're going to give us tips on what is the smartest way to rent a car. What should you do and not do when you rent a car? That's going to be on January 31st. And then on February 7th, Good Food Ireland. And I know some people are going to say that's an oxymoron, but we're actually going to have somebody come on and talk about, that's going to be Stacey Bender, is going to come on and talk about Good Food Ireland. That's one of her clients. Then U-Book, Small Ships, for February 14th, Valentine's Day, and that's a romantic show that we're going to have on Valentine's Day.
And then, the difference there is everybody knows about the 4,000-person ocean liners. What's life like on a small ship? That's going to be fun to hear about.
Yes, it sure is. And then Jeffrey Lehman of PBS Weekend Explorer. We've all seen him on television. A big guy, blonde guy, loves to travel, and he's a personal friend of both you and me. Jeffrey Lehman of PBS Weekend Explorer is going to be on February 21st. And then I'm not real sure, who do we have on the 28th, Chris?
Oh, you got it right, Rhodes Scholar. You know, sometimes we travel just for the pleasure, like the Valentine's idea. Rhodes Scholar is, people have always heard Elder Hostel. We're going to talk on February 28th about Rhodes Scholar. A million different subjects, not too erudite, just fun things to learn, how to travel and learn a little bit. March 7th's wide open, Dan. And then we have the most amazing thing, we think, on March the 14th, Presidential Library. Any of our listeners considered the Jefferson Davis Presidential Library? Well, his relatives sure have, and it's about to open in Biloxi, Mississippi. We're going to bring you the news about that.
And we're going to try to have on Jefferson Davis's great-great-grandson. Is that correct?
Yeah, it sure is. He's the one who knows the story best. How about that for insight for travelers? And when our listeners go to Biloxi, leave the casino, do some other things, they go to Beauvoir and the Jefferson Davis Library, they'll meet the great-great-grandson. That's kind of a stellar insider tip for travel, I'd say.
And we do have museum booked for March 21st. That, by the way, is my favorite museum anywhere in the country, and that includes the Baseball Hall of Fame.
And I'm so embarrassed to say out loud in public that I haven't been there yet, but maybe we can do it live. Maybe I can figure out a way to do that. That's great. I'm looking forward to Nashville. I just think Charlotte's a great city, and I'm proud to be a Southerner with a city like Charlotte, and I think we've got lots of good things to talk about. Insider tips in Nashville next week.
Yeah, we do. In fact, ABA just happens to be going to Nashville next year, and they're going to have their convention in a brand-new convention center that's going to open, and they're going to stay, most of them are going to stay in a brand-new hotel that's going to open right next to the convention center, which is downtown. So it's time to start wrapping up here. I've got the New York Times travel show on my agenda for Friday, January 18th. I'm looking forward to that. And that is it for this edition. Okay.
A lot of Omni hotels all across America with an incredibly interesting culinary program they have going on the next 3 months. I'll give a little more fact about that next week on our Nashville Travel Talks.
Okay, that's it for this edition of Travelitch Radio. Join us next week, same time, same station, when we stay in the South and journey over to the Music City of Nashville. Our guest will be Jenny Stuber of the Greater Nashville Convention and Visitors Bureau. This is Dan Schlossberg, along with Christine Tibbetts, and our special guest, Jim Durham, of the Hilton Garden Inn Uptown in Charlotte, North Carolina, thanking you for your time this time. Until next time, good night.